1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Cryptocurrencies have come roaring back the last few weeks, with Bitcoin trading around $56,000 throughout today. But cryptos remain something of an enigma for many investors, as well as a potential tax burden if you don't know what you're doing. And it's critical that investors understand their obligations when they need to declare their crypto profits and losses to the receiver. So we've invited Hernadette van der Zaden from specialist tax consulting firm AJM Tax to talk crypto tax with us here on Hot Business. Evening, Hernadette. If you bought cryptocurrencies to hold, but then became a forced seller due to losing your job, for example, because of COVID-19 or experiencing a reduced income, what are the tax consequences of that decision?
Good evening, Mike. Yes, so cryptocurrencies or crypto assets should not be seen as anything other than just a different form or different class of assets. That being said, SARS will apply the same tax rules and regulations as to normal assets. And that means that they will look at your intention in order to ascertain whether an amount will be of a capital or of a revenue account. And intention, as we all know, is something subjective, meaning that it can change. So you could have acquired Bitcoin at the beginning of last year with the intention of keeping it for 10 years as an investment. But then obviously COVID came and you lost your job. And as we all know, it's a natural consequence to turn to assets in order to realize amounts. And then you were forced to maybe sell your crypto assets. And yes, that forced sale does not mean that you changed your intention of to actively trade with the asset, but merely that you were forced to sell it. And that is then of a capital nature.
So when do crypto profits really qualify as capital? Because that's important, because it's capital at a lower tax rate.
Yes, so you are quite right. The effective tax rate for capital is 18%, whereas it's 45% when it's taxed on a revenue nature. So in order to establish that capital nature or intention, one would have to look at the frequency that one deals with the assets. And I'm going to explain this by comparing it to listed shares, as that is essentially mostly what it boils down to. So say, for instance, you have shares and you're an active trader with that. Then you buy and sell each day. That indicates income of nature, or the income nature thereof. But when you bought shares and you kept it for 5 years, then that's definitely capital nature. So in order to show your intention, one would have to look at the circumstances of the facts and, what is relevant in your life. So,
It does sound like, frequency becomes a big determining factor here as well, when the receiver takes into account your explanation and what you're putting forward. Now, if you look at crypto transactions, they really can lead to a potential tax burden if you're hoping just to, as I said, trade in these frequently, just hoping to bank fast profits. And we've seen moves on both sides, wild swings up and also plummeting moves down. So we know crypto assets, all of them, really are very volatile. So I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are looking to profit on that volatility. But what is the potential tax burden if you're hoping to bank fast profits from these crypto transactions?
So, Michael, this is something that we've seen a lot in practice. There's this difference between unrealized gains and gains which are yet to be withdrawn. And the misconception lies therein that while investors and taxpayers would want to bank on these profits, they lose sight of this distinction. So SARS would never tax you on unrealized gains, and secondly, these unrealized gains term does not exist in the context of cryptocurrencies or cryptos. The misconception lies therein that when you have Bitcoin and you dispose thereof, and that amount that you've received goes and lies in your wallet, then taxpayers think that that is not taxable. However, it is. That gain is already realized. It's already in your wallet, purely for the fact that it's not yet in cash or in a fiat currency doesn't mean that it's not taxable, because it's already in your wallet. And I think, that's the main risk for taxpayers.
They don't realize that that's the way yes. that the receiver is going to be viewing this. Why do you think it is, Bernadette, just as a last question here, that cryptos as an asset class continue to remain something of an enigma for so many investors that they really grapple with?
Yes, I think the distinction needs to be made. If we look again at the listed shares comparison, with listed shares you have financial statements and we have website that we can view and we can look into the base of the asset. However, with cryptocurrencies, since it happens online and it happens virtually, there's nothing that the investor or the taxpayer can go to and say, oh, this is the base of it and this is how it works. So we see these profits and the rise and the fall, and we see everything on blockchain. However, investors are not quite sure yet in what they invest, because it's merely this intangible thing.
And I think intangible value is still something that many investors, indeed many companies, still grapple with. That value that we do ascribe to cryptos is something that I'm still wrapping my head around, to be quite honest with you. And I battle on the valuation front, just in terms of valuing whether $56,000 is cheap or expensive. But I do get the inherent value of a decentralized, non-fiat-based currency. Anyway, Bernadette van der Zaden from specialist tax consulting firm AJM Tax, saying that your intention as a taxpayer, both when you're purchasing and disposing of cryptocurrencies, is the most important factor when determining whether tax is going to apply at the higher 45% maximum rate or 18%, which is a capital rate here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.